Shalom to all! Today's episode is Shalom Itai Nistav Chav Hei, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud. And today's episode is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Tarbas, Biakam Moshe, Hernish, Shamash, should have an Aliyah. So Gemara tells us, Masisa Dramayor, our mission is Shitas Dramayor. Dramayor Amr, Mayor says, Mispalan Vakar, Mispalan Vakarin, that they daven and read, daven and read. And that's what our Mishnah told us, that every single tefillah of the Amudais, unless it's a special day, they not only daven, but they also read from the Torah. Barab Karabon, however, Kunt Rabbanon, Mispalan Vakarin, Mispalan Vahuchlehen, only by Shachris do they daven and read from the Torah, but the other tefillahs, they daven and they just go, and there's no Kriyas HaTorah. Now the Gemara discussed another part of the Mishnah, where we had said that when it's carbon eitzim, when the special carbon is brought, which we're going to be discussing in this upcoming halacha, but when that's brought, there's no mincha of lemamadais, because they're very preoccupied with this carbon eitzim, says the Gemara, ha musaf yeshbai, that's mashma that there still is musaf of lemamadais on that day. Now we skip this next line, of masis dramer dramer armispalan v'kairin. Now the Gemara tells us, tani umachlif, those that teach it the other way around, that when there's carbon eitzim, there's no musaf, but there is mincha. And Rav Achsav Shem Rav Yosef Kimas Nisen, we go like our Mishnah. Now we have a question about this carbon eitzim. Amar Simon, Sochur the Kesa Tarad. What, just because of a little piece of wood, they're so tarad, they're so preoccupied, this whole carbon eitzim, that's a reason to cancel the Hamadai's tefillah? And we end up with this question. Here we have another explanation of Mishnah. Amar of Mana, he says, Mebnei Sudas Rosh Chodesh is because the Suda of Rosh Chodesh. This is referring to when the Mishnah says that part of the Hamadai's are canceled because of Rosh Chodesh. And so Rav Mana is explaining why is that. It's not just because of Rosh Chodesh and the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, it's because the Suda of Rosh Chodesh, they're preparing, they're getting it ready, and that's a reason to cancel the Amadais. And our Blazer explains why is that? Al Shame, called Tadim Chaveroi, Kadim is Chaveroi. Whatever is more frequent, that comes before what's less frequent. And since Rosh Chodesh is considered Tadir in comparison to the Amadais, and that would be because it comes every single month, month in, month out, year in, year out, no matter when and where, we always have Rosh Chodesh, as opposed to the Amadais are always switching over, and sometimes there are Amadais and sometimes not. So it's not considered Tadir, again, in comparison to Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Rosh Chodesh takes precedence. Now, from this next section of the Gemara, until Halacha Dalid, we actually switch around at the beginning and the end. So skipped about three lines up from Halacha Dalid. The Gemara tells us, Amr Chi Barva, Rabbi Yochanan Mifka L'Knishe De Kufra, Rabbi Yochanan instructed the people of the base Knesses of Kufra, Savon Me'al Adu Imama, when the Sabin, the elders, when they go up while it's still day, meaning when they already start their deliberations about Rosh Chodesh while it's still daytime, even though they're not going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh until tomorrow, nonetheless, you could already start treating it as Rosh Chodesh, Va'atun Amr Zman Vibura. Therefore, you should say Zman and it's Iber. In other words, treat as Rosh Chodesh, say Yalav Yavai, and you can make a Suda as well, which is why it's connected to this previous Gemara that we just mentioned, that the Suda of Rosh Chodesh takes precedence. Now we go back up to where we had just skipped. Kriya Messiah, Rabbi Yochanan, the following pasuk is a right for Rabbi Yochanan. This refers to the beginning of the story of Shaul and David, where David was still trying to determine whether Shaul wanted to kill him, and was made clear by a Suda of Rosh Chodesh, and says the pasuk tells us, Vahi Machras HaChodesh HaSheni. Now, in Tamar Train Yarchin Havon, if you want to say that this pasuk is referring to the second month, meaning something happened the first month, and the same thing now is happening this second month. That can be because of Haksiv, the pasuk says, Madua loy ba ben Yishai gam tmel gam ayom alechem. Why didn't Ben Yishai, which is referring to David, not come yesterday or today to the bread, meaning to the Suda? So we see very clearly that there was 2 days that there was a Sudas Rosh Chodesh, and David didn't come to either of them. As it must be the Chodesh Hasheni is not referring to the second month, rather the second day of Rosh Chodesh. And the reason why this arrived for Rabbi Yochanan is because when they're Mekadesh the Chodesh Alpi Re'iyah, before they had a set calendar, there was no such a thing as 2 days of Rosh Chodesh like we have. So the only way that this pasuk could be talking about 2 days of a Suda of Rosh Chodesh is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, that already when the Bezin starts their deliberations regarding when are they going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, even though they're only going to be Mekadesh it tomorrow, already today is considered a special day, and they're going to have a Suda Rosh Chodesh. And on Halacha Dal, the Mishnah tells us, Zman Atzei Kehanim Ha'am Tesha, the time of the wood bringing of the Kehanim and the people along with them is 9 days. This refers to what we learned in the earlier Mishnah, that when the carbon eitzim is brought, one of the tefillahs of the Amadis are going to be canceled. So here we clarify what exactly was this carbon eitzim and why is it so special. As the Mishnah just told us, that there were 9 days of Atzei Kehanim Ha'am, and the Gemara is going to explain where this came about. How the basic understanding is that there were 9 days that private individuals, families, were allowed to bring wood for the Maracha, for the Mizbeach, and that was a mini Yom Tov for them. There was no eulogies, there was no fasting. They would have Sudas then. As that's what Misha says, Bech ben Nisan, on the 1st of Nisan, B'nai Arch ben Yehuda, it was this family's turn to bring. Be'esr ben Tammuz, on the 20th of Tammuz, B'nai David ben Yehuda, it was this family's turn to bring. Be'chamisha B'av, on the 5th of Av, B'nai Parish ben Yehuda. Be'shiva B'ay, on the 7th of it, meaning on the 7th of Av, B'nai Yonata ben Rechav. And Ba'asara B'ay, on the 10th of Av, B'nai Sana ben Yamin. Be'chamisha Asar B'ay, on the 15th of Av, B'nai Zetuel ben Yehuda. Ve'imahim, Kayhan Levim, Chomisha Ta'ashiftai, along with them as well, were Kayhan and Levim, and anyone else who had a mistake with his shevet, he was one of these families that was zeichet to bring a karban etzem. He just doesn't know which family he was, so he'd bring along Zatul ben Yehuda, and also Bnei Ganvei Eli, Ubnei Kaitse Ktsiyas, these people as well were able to take part of this on the 15th of Av. Be'asrim Bai on the 20th of Av, Bnei Pachas Maya ben Yehuda, and Be'asrim Be'elol on the 20th of Elol, Bnei Adin ben Yehuda, and Be'achamat Teves on the 1st of Teves, Shabbai Bnei Parish Shnia. This is when Bnei Parish was able to bring a second time. And a further clarification is Be'achar B'Teves, Loi Hay Maimed, on 1st of Teves, there was no Maimed whatsoever, Shahay Bai Halel, Karban Mosaf, the Karban Eitzim, because there was Halel due to the fact that it was Chanukah, and there was Karban Mosaf because it was Rosh Chodesh, and there was Karban Eitzim, as we just said, and so there was no Amadis whatsoever. So here the Gemara clarifies, Ma Roz Man Atzikhan V'Om Limanais, what's so special about this Man Atzikhan V'Om, what's unique about these days? El rather Shebeshash Ol Yishom and Agayla, when the Yidden came up from Golos, they began rebuilding second base of Mikdash, Loi Matsu Eitzim Belishka, they didn't find any wood in the chamber, in the room where the wood is, so Mizbech didn't have any wood. V'Om Du Elu V'Nisnad V'Eitzim Shal Atzman, these people, these families that we mentioned in the Mishnah, they stood up on their own and they donated wood from their own wood stores, from their own money, and they gave them over to the Tzibur, and the Karban Tzibur were brought from this wood. The Nevim that were among them made a Tanai, Shafil Lishka Malaya Eitzim, that even later on down the line, the Lishka might be full of wood. On top, that they bring wood on their own. Now we skip the next six words, and this Tanai was that the carbon is only going to be brought from these people's wood, and that's why these days are so special, that on these days, every single year subsequently, these people were able to bring their own wood to the base of Mikdash. Their wood was used, not wood from Lishkasa Eitzim, and that's why it was a very special yomtif for them. Now, Amar of Acha, Rav Acha says, Drab Yaisahi, this has to be Shitas Drab Yaisi. Drab Yaisi Amar, Rav Yaisi says, Afa Roitzim Asnad of Shem Rechinam, even if somebody wants to donate and do it as a Shem Rechinam, he could. What's this referring to? So we know that the carbon Omer has to be brought every single year. That's barley that's harvested, brought as the carbon Omer on the second day of Pesach, and this has to be Michel Tzibur. It has to come from public funds. Now, on Shemitah, when everything is Hefker, so they can't buy this barley, what do? They appoint a shomer, a watchman, to guard the barley to make sure that no one takes it. And in order to ensure that the barley is considered that's come from the tzibur, the watchman is paid from tzibur funds, and that's how it works out. Rabbi Yossi holds they won't have to pay him with tzibur funds. He could be mesnadev shomer chinam. He could watch it on his own, and that's perfectly fine. And that's because the schar, the payment that he would have gotten, he's able to, so to speak, donate it with a full heart to the tzibur. So it's like the barley is coming from the tzibur, and it's not his own personal stuff, even though, again, he watched it for free. And that's the same thing over here, according to Rabbi Yaisi. A carbon tzibur has to be brought with wood that belongs to the tzibur. Says Rabbi Yaisi, that's fine. These families, they take their own private wood, their own personal store, and they donate it with a full heart, 100%, it's given over to the tzibur, and there's nothing over here that's considered private. Whereas a Chum would argue, because they hold that a person doesn't really give over something to the tzibur with a full heart, 100%. And so this carbon etzim, according to the Rabbanon, says Rav Acha, is not that they're actually bringing real wood, it's just that they're bringing karbanos, and they're having a celebration as a commemoration for that day last year, 2 years ago, or 50 years ago that they donated wood to the Beis HaMikdash when there wasn't any. But again, they're not actually bringing real wood. However, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rav Ila tells us that Divrei HaKohel Hi, Amrish is really according to everybody. How does that work? Ma Pligin, what's the whole Machloikes Rabbi Yosef Nirabanon? Begufish al Karbon. That's referring to carbon itself. That when a person takes something from his own private funds and stash, and that's supposed to be a carbon, and he gives it over, Rabbi Yosef says that's okay, but the Rabbanon say it's not really like he's 100% giving it over, so that can be a carbon tzibur. Avol machshire carbon, something which is just a preparatory thing for the carbon. It's a machshir for the carbon, such as wood. Kol amamaydai shumishtanim in carbon yachal carbon tzibur. Everyone agrees that it is able to change from carbon yachal to carbon tzibur. So according to Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rav Ila, our mishnah couldn't be the rabbanon because when we're dealing with wood, which is just machshire carbon, a person is able to give it over 100% with a full heart. We continue with the similar chalikas. Tani we have brisa isha shasas ksainas levana, a woman who made a ksainas for her son is referring to a woman whose son is a kayin, and she made a beautiful ksainas, which is the tunic for the kain. She made it for her son, so that means that's coming from private funds. Sri Chalim Sar Tzibur, she has to give it over to the Tzibur. And Rav Acha, Rav Acha says, Rabbi Yossi, that's only according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Afar Etzim Sanad, Shem Rechinam. Whereas once again, Rabbi Yossi says, B'Shem Rav Ila, then no, Divrei HaKohel Hi, this is according to everybody. Ma Pligin, what's all Machloikes Rabban Rabbi Yossi, Begufa Shel Karbon. That's referring to carbon itself. Av Machshire Karbon, if it's Machshire Karbon, such as the Big Day Kahuna, Kol Ama Maidai Shu Mishtan, Makarbon Yachal, Karbon Tzibur. Everyone agrees that we could change it from a Karbon Yachal to Karbon Tzibur, and it is given over with a full heart. The Gemara continues, Masnisa Pliga, Al Rav Acha, that's proper girsa. The following brisa is not like Rav Acha. Again, Rav Acha had said that our mishnah is only Rabbi Yosi. We're going to see how the following is not like him. What does this brisa say? Aysenayom, those days of carbon etzim, noigin bahen b'shas carbon v'shalo b'shas carbon. We keep to those days b'shas carbon, meaning when we have a base of mikdash, and v'shalo b'shas carbon when there's no base of mikdash. However, Rabbi Yosef says, "Ein noigin el b'shas karbon." It's only when we have a Beis HaMikdash. Now we see from Tana Kama of his Braisa, which is the Rabbanon, that these days these carbon eitzim is noig b'shas karbon, which means that they're actually bringing wood to the Beis HaMikdash, as our Kilei shows, not like the way Rav Acha explained it. And va'oid min adah. Further from the following, we see this: the Tanu of Braisa, Amra Blaz Reb Tzadik, Anu Hayinu b'nei Sunab ben Yamin. We're from the family of Sunab ben Yamin, who's mentioned in the Mishnah. The third day of Atzei Kehanim va'am was on the 10th of Av. V'chal Tisha B'av Lias b'Shabbes. It happened to be the 1 year Tisha B'av fell on Shabbos, v'dechinu oisei l'matzei Shabbos, and we pushed it off to Matzei Shabbos because we don't fast on Shabbos, and that means that the day that they're bringing their carbon is also Tisha B'av, v'yinu mis'anin v'loi mashlimin, and we would fast because it was Tisha B'av, but we did not complete the fast, and the only reason why they wouldn't complete the fast is because since it was their day to bring this carbon, and they actually were bringing wood, so then they don't have to complete the fast. If it was just a commemoration, like Rav Acha tried to explain in Shitas Rabbanon, that no wood was being brought, it was just as a carbon for what was done at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, so then they would have to complete the fast. It must be from the fact that they fasted a little bit of Tisha B'Av, but they did not complete it. That's because they were actually bringing real wood. And so once again, another raya that our Mishnah could be like the Rabbanon, not like the way Rav Acha explained. And we continue, the Gemara asks, Ma'u b'nei goin ve'eliu b'nei kaitzik tziyas? Who are these people? The Mishnah had said that along with the family of Zetuah ben Yehuda, these families were also able to bring the carbon. So who were they? Literally translated, goin ve'eli means smugglers of a pestle. A pestle is like a thick wooden club of sorts that's meant for grinding or crushing certain things. And kaitzik tziyas are people who work with dried figs. So who are these? El b'shosh ha'ishiv Yeruvim ben Nevat par sudois al adrachim. It was at the time that Yeruvim ben Nevat placed sentries, he placed watchmen on the roads. V'lohi minichas Yisrael alayis Yushalayim. He didn't allow Bnei Yisrael to go up to Yushalayim. Let's pause and explain this for a moment. We know that after Shlomo HaMelech, his son Rechavim took over. However, he did not lead his kingdom with wisdom. And so Yeruvim ben Nevat, who actually was a big tzaddik, at least he started out like that, he caused 10 of the Shvatim to break away. From then on, for hundreds and hundreds of years, there was a split. There was Malchi Yehuda and Malchi Yisrael. Malchi Yehuda came from David HaMelech. Malchi Yisrael was started by Yeruvim ben Nevat and had a series of kings. Most of them were pretty bad. And so in order to protect his new kingdom, Yeruvim ben Nevat said that no one's allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim because he was afraid they were going to go back to Rechavim. So he put these sentries, these guardsmen, on the way, preventing people from being Oyle Regel. And Kol Mishaya Kasher V'Yari Chet, anyone who was kasher and had fear of sin, Ba'ais Yadar, in that generation, Hayomevi as Bikurav, he would bring his Bikurim, V'Nois L'Osei Chasal, he would put them inside a basket, U'mechapa Oison Ketzios, he would cover them with Ketzios, with dried figs, V'Nois L'Osei Eli, he would take this pestle, this thick wooden club of sorts that was meant for crushing the figs, V'Nois L'Osei Sal Ksefa, he would put the basket on his shoulder, V'Nois L'Osei Eli Biade, he would take the pestle in his hand, V'Kivin Shoye Magia Ba'Ois HaMishmar, once he got to the guard booth, the Machsom, where they didn't let him go, Hayu'imrele, they would ask him, Leichanat Oilech, where are you going? V'Oimrele, he would tell him, Eni Hilich El Lassus Ma'at Ketzios Halalu, Kafas Achas Shal Devela, Be'Eli Azesh Biade, I'm only just going to make a couple of Ketzios, some dried figs, one little smushed fig cake with this pestle that I have in my hand. That's all I'm doing. And Kivin Shoye Oivers, Ois HaMishmar, once he passed by those guards, Hayim Atron, he would decorate all of his Bikurim, Umal Oisin Yushaim, and bring them up to Yushalayim. And that's why they're called Goin Ve'eli, smugglers of this pestle, and Koitze Ketzios, people dealing with dried figs. Really, they're members of the same family that just had two different names. And so this family, or descendants of this family, were able to join in this carbon eitzim. And why is that? If this has nothing to do with bringing wood for the Maracha, so that's what the Gemara further clarifies. Mahu Omer B'nei Salma Hanesitzasi. What's the explanation of the family of the dismantled ladders? Salme is Lashon of Sulam, ladder, and Nesitzasi means to break apart or to dismantle. So are these people? Elo, Kol Mishahi Misnadev Eitzim Gzerim Maracha. Whoever wants to donate wood and blocks of wood for the Maracha. However, they weren't able to go because there's also a decree, no going to the Beis HaMikdash, and this is Machlek as when this decree was, but either which way, they weren't able to get to the Beis HaMikdash. So what would these people do? Hayimevi Eitzim, they would bring wood, V'Aisa Aisan Kimin Shlavim, they would make them like rungs, V'Aisa Aisan Kimin Sulam, and they'd fashion them into a ladder, V'Nasal Ksefav, and put it on his shoulders. Avikim Shay Magil, Aisa Mishmar, once he got to the guards, Hayimrele, you would ask him, Leichanat Hailich, where are you going? Voimrele, and he would tell him, Eni Hailich El Havishne Gazals, Halalu, Minashavich Zal Shalfanai, Besulam Hazesh Al Ksefi, I'm only going to get two gazelles, two little birds from that shayvach, from that coop over there that's in front of me with this ladder that's on my shoulders. And Mekimun Chaya Oiver Sa'oisa Mishmar, once he was able to pass those guards, Hayim Farkon, he would dismantle them, Umal Oisan Yushalayim, and bring them up to Yushalayim. And this family that we just described, who found a way to be able to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash, they were from the same family as these Kaitse Ksias and these Gainvei Eli, and that's who the Mishnah is referring to, that they were able to bring this carbon Eitzim, because again, they were unique in that they found a way to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash. And we conclude, Ayde Shinas was Nafshal Mitzvahs, because they were Meiser Nefesh for this mitzvah, Zachu Liknes Shem Tai Ba'olam, they were Zeicha to acquire a good name in the world, and Ba'aleim Uaymer, about them the Pasuk said, Zeicha Tzadik Levracha. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Hey, continue to discuss fast days, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.